Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking about a 4-hour flight time today. Got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
What to say?
You're damn right. Let's go hour number one on a Wednesday. Kevin Dunn is here, rocking a Schneider shirt today.
But really not, because the Schneider shirts I have, this is a good one, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's early Schneider. That's like Schneider on a date.
On a date. There it is.
Right? That's Schneider.
That's what it is.
Schneider on a date.
That's what it is.
Don't, you know, the cigarettes aren't rolled up in the sleeve because he's trying to be classy.
You're trying to be classy. No, nothing's, was it frilled?
Yeah, no holes, no stains, no rips.
I don't know about stains.
Looking solid.
This is new.
I am Chad Hastings, rocking a Charlie Brown t-shirt as a grown man.
Looks old, though.
And Trey Ellie, right, it does look like, that's probably because of how much I wear it. And a gift from my daughter and wife. And Trey Elling, producing, getting you the great intros. And I honestly haven't noticed what shirt Trey's wearing today.
I'm wearing a navy polo shirt.
Navy polo.
For the first time, I think, in the two-year history of this version of the show, I'm dressed nicer than either of the two of you.
You are. Good job.
I don't know about that.
It's good work. And normally that doesn't take much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But for you, you're normally just under. You're right.
Well, I'm normally straight off the volleyball court, so I'm not only sandy as hell, I'm wearing a bathing suit under my athletic shorts and a shirt that probably doesn't smell very good. So that's not the case.
So what's
today.
Going on with you? You can start playing volleyball? I walk in and I see Chad with a kale smoothie from Juiceland.
Yes, Trey went and got me the kale smoothie because I heard Brad trying to down this thing yesterday like it was some kind of torture. And I had told Trey, I said, hey, I've never tried kale. Really, I can't think of any time I've ever eaten kale. I said, grab me one if you will. I'll pay you for it. He was nice enough to buy it for me. But he brings it in today.
He got small.
He got me a small. It's fine. But yeah, they got the Juiceland kale smoothie. Got the kale. It's got, what's it called? The Smokey and the Bandit? No, what is it?
Ninja Bachelor Party.
Ninja Bachelor Party. I was real close. Celery, some jalapeno.
Donatello.
There's kale going on in there.
Is he in there?
Tastes like it's good for me.
Parsley.
The parsley, yes, as Trey says.
Do you really say that?
You guys stop messing with me. This is one of those things that I...
That's your giveaway, though, right there, man. That's your giveaway that you're messing with this.
No, it's not, because whenever...
When emphatically, you get Stephen A. Smith, and it turns into...
I said the same thing whenever you guys tried to tell me that it wasn't champing at the bit. It's champing at the bit. I know how to pronounce something. You guys are trying
right
to
about
mess
that
with
one.
Me.
You were right about that one.
Yeah, that was a whole other thing.
I think.
I just didn't know that there were two pronunciations for parsley. I've always said parsley. Trey goes with parsley. Whatever it is, it's in this smoothie. And it's pretty tasty. So shout out to Juiceland for
little kick.
A good healthy smoothie. Yeah, a little kick because of the jalapeno. I'm enjoying it, and Brad Kellner's stomach needs to grow up a little bit.
Well, that's the weird, because you have a, as I always say, a stomach of a, I don't know, 2-year-old lab who's gone through a lot of stuff and has just kicked it out.
I've got kind of a vulture stomach, yeah.
You do. So you should be able to deal with that if you can deal with the other stuff.
Sure.
I mean, you eat it. What's it, GC, once a week?
I do not eat at Golden Corral once a week.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I'll eat at Golden Corral. I do enjoy Taco Bell. What you got to do, if you're going to be a true, tough gut guy, you got to be able to eat it on both sides. You got to be able to eat really bad stuff for you, but you also have to eat the really good stuff. You can't.
Always wonder how you got Wendy.
You can't be you got to be able to mix up some celery and carrots and things like that and go at it.
I agree, but Brad just didn't like the taste.
I guess not.
It was just too healthy.
Yeah, right. It didn't know what to do. His stomach freaked out when it tasted healthy.
Where's the high fructose corn syrup?
I have no idea what's going on. All right, if you're just jumping in today on a Wednesday, first off, it is cool for this time of year.
I'm telling you, it's nice.
93 is the high today, 95 tomorrow. Kevin, though, last night, that low of 72. I walked outside at about, it wasn't even dark yet, 8 o'clock. 7:45, 8 o'clock. It was, I felt a breeze that didn't burn my skin.
I was driving around last night after the show, picking some stuff up, and I realized that I was cold. My AC pumps it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a good AC.
Right.
You get your 5 requirements, and that's one for me.
Okay.
So sometimes that can happen when it's typical, but I never have to turn that thing off. I had to turn it off. Went to the windows and I thought, whoa, it's June, late June,
that
and I'm doing
nice.
That.
All right,
even at night.
Before we move on, 5 requirements for an automobile. Number 1 is air conditioning. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What are the others?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you like had a definitive list.
No.
It sounded very confident that you had 5.
I don't have much of a life, but it isn't that bad, Chad. I try not to categorize everything.
Oh, come on.
And if I do, you're going to find it on my MySpace update.
That wouldn't be...
Favorite color.
Automatic transmission.
That wouldn't be that bad. That'd be that good if you know exactly what you need. 5 things. You could walk up to the dealership, or in your case, you could check out Apple
That's
Leasing
true.
And say, here's
That's
what I need.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Scott Cross it, Apple Leasing, here's what I need.
I guess whenever I'm... You're right. Whenever I'm about to go get something, then I'm thinking about it. But
functional brakes.
No, not even that.
Functional brakes.
And definitely not seatbelts.
I think functional brakes falls into the line of the expectant parents that always go with the, we just want the baby to be healthy.
Exactly.
Right.
Right, we got it.
We know.
Got it.
10 fingers, 10 toes. We know. We
Power
know.
Steering.
Airbags, overrated. Power steering, yeah.
I'm power steering that. You're going to want.
Yeah.
Take it from someone who's driven a few vehicles without power steering in my life. It's, you've had 3 of them?
No.
Oh.
Number three. Cup holders. And not just how many, but the placement, the size, and I want them everywhere.
As long as it's a definitive list.
Number
okay.
4, an ashtray that you can actually ash into.
Yeah, with one of those old school lighters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that actually lights. It doesn't just plug in your electronics.
And there's like a 10% chance on all the cars that has it. That they blow up. Like, I want some danger involved. Plus, my kid will be in the front seat.
Facing forward.
And that leads to number 5. 4 tires, of course, but one of which has a nail in it that could come loose at any point when you're over 55 miles per hour on the highway.
Nah, you're close, man. Number 5's rims, dog.
Rims.
I love people that have a crappy car, but like the rims, you can tell they spent so much money, and it's like, well... I mean, priorities are different in life.
I
get that.
You got to focus on different things sometimes. All right. The beginning of this show, I guess we should focus on the NBA. How about these 2 big stories? Let's start with the exit of Phil. Apparently, the Knicks, this is like weeks after they re-upped Phil for a lot of extra money, they have now said goodbye to Phil. They're parting ways. The exit interview, I'm sure, will be fun. Kevin, it's finally done in New York.
He shouldn't show to that. That'd be funny.
Right, I saw a nice headline earlier. Will he show for his own exit interview?
Yeah, the more that I hear, more I see, the more I read, it does seem like, and his actions would show that. He never wanted the job. Heard someone today, I want to credit that, I think it was on Russillo's show, that was talking about, look, he was asked for $5 million, then $6 million, then 7, like it kept on going up to where Dolan would not take a no for an answer. Now, it's still up to Phil if you're going to take that and take the money to actually go do something and falling asleep at meetings, just everything. I mean, he's past his time. It's that simple. He should have, but he definitely now should go retire. Go take advantage of that.
Now, do we have falling asleep in meeting stories, or is that just still the draft?
That's the draft. Story. That's the draft okay. workout story.
Because if he's really falling asleep in actual meetings, that's even worse.
Yeah, but that's a meeting.
Right. No, it is.
Actually, that may be worse.
Oh, it's
if he's at a meeting with the marketing people and he falls asleep, who cares? We don't need Phil. With a prospect?
The basketball stuff, right. So Phil Jackson is done in New York, and I heard Jeff Ketchum on Orange Bloods Radio breaking it down today. The number is about... $60 million he will get from the Knicks, all told. He made about $50,000 a day as the Knicks president, and now he will presumably go to Montana and chill out. And Phil, if you're out there listening, go to Montana and chill out. Please do not try to cover this late in your career.
Yeah, I agree with that. And go travel the world. I mean, he used to go body surf in Australia with Luke Longley. This is a guy who... the new generation would know it, especially with his behavior the last couple of years, but was always a very out there progressive guy. Was thought of as a kooky liberal,
right.
Was riding his bike to Knicks games. So
the Zen Buddhism. Yeah.
So my point is he's going to have interest around the world. He's going to, at some point, and I don't get how these people that are set for life don't do this. I think there's still this worry. It's like the Jay Leno syndrome, you know. I mean, you're stealing my money from the Tonight Show. All right, you know, because you're still so worried about it. It was cute early on. Go enjoy life. And I think that he's the type of guy who could go do that. And I think he got talked into this, was probably already headed down that path. But, oh, the money was too good. What is it going to do? Does it affect his career? No. I mean, I heard names thrown out there today. Bill Russell coached and wasn't any good. We don't think of Michael. You didn't mention Michael when you were talking about the best player of all time because he's been such a joke. You separate those two.
Sure.
As a GM, he's a joke. As a coach, he's one of the best.
How about Magic as a coach?
Magic.
Right.
Ted Williams.
Right. That's a great example from baseball. There are some guys that have had all right times. Larry Bird was a pretty good coach.
Yeah, Bird was pretty good.
Maybe not elite level, but he's pretty darn good.
He's better than all those guys we just mentioned.
Absolutely better
than
them.
And a GM.
Yeah, you're right. And it's been better in the front office.
Now, the logo is like the ideal.
Oh, one. Yeah. If you want to be somebody.
He was good at both.
If you want to be somebody, it'd be Jerry West. Clippers fans really hope he knows what he's doing, which brings us to the other NBA story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets fans, get a load of this one. You get CP3.
Yeah.
CP3 to Houston.
When I first saw it, I was surprised because I thought he would opt. I thought he may opt out, but he opts in and the trade is set up. And there are some rumors that I guess they had a pretty good deal set up, but they had to trade Austin Rivers and Doc wouldn't do it. Mm. And Paul lost it after that.
Oh, really? Okay.
That he just does not want to have anything to do with Doc Rivers. So I don't know how this sets up. I mean, can Harden and he coexist with other people? Is it going to be Lob City? Is it going to be offensively just another person to help you bail Harden out and really bail him out? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be isolation? Now, they're going to be running D'Antoni's system. I just don't know because Harden was a point in that system. So this is going to be Paul now. Where does Harden fit in? I think that it can offensively. I question them defensively, and I question how much does this help with the heart? This is a team that a lot of speculation they gave up in game 6. So I question that inner part, and I'm not sure how much Paul helps that.
So the deal that's been reported, if you missed it, it's, as Kevin mentioned, a sign and trade. Houston sends Sam Decker, Patrick Beverley, and Lou Williams along with a protected first-round pick one way, and then, of course, it is CP3 going the other way. So, obviously, Lou Williams had given him something on the bench, but we all know they also have the sixth man of the year in Eric Gordon. Patrick Beverley is a guy that will play some tough defense for you, but if you have Harden and CP3 on the offensive end, you probably can't keep Beverley around, so I guess that's why Beverley is involved in the deal.
Well, why not? They don't play any defense. And right. They've got the offense taken care of. Put them on the court.
Yeah, maybe.
You're saying size-wise. I know what you're saying.
You'd be super. You could defend, but you'd be super small.
Yes.
At that point. You could defend at one position for sure.
One.
The next thing, though, is supposedly the Rockets are another one of these teams looking at Paul George.
So now we're talking if we get this.
Right. The thought is, can you restructure it and get Paul George? I'm assuming they're looking at a one-year situation.
And the last time I saw three superstars headed to Houston, I was pretty fired up, and that worked out. Okay. There's a different age. I know.
It's a poke. You're just poking. That's poking the stick right there.
Did I mention Brady Aiken yesterday?
Are you referencing...
People listen to the show, they think I'm from Houston.
Are you referencing Barkley and Pippen in pajamas? Is that what you're referencing?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
That would have been 97?
And Hakeem.
98? Somewhere.
And really, I guess before that, it was Barkley, Drexler...
And Hakeem.
And Hakeem.
Yeah.
Or was that Pippen with... No, it was Barkley.
No.
It was one of those two.
Because Drexler got a title, but of course Barkley didn't.
Right, but Drexler was still there when it was Hakeem, and then one of those guys, either Barkley or Pippen, came down a year before.
Yeah, I think
and
you're
then
right.
Drexler retired, gotcha. And then the other one came.
Gotcha. All right, so that story out there, too, in the NBA. Let us know what you think if you're a Houston fan. Coming up at 4:05, we'll get a Houston perspective from Matt Thomas. Big shout-out to Lance Zierlein, by the way, from Houston. His former co-host, Matt Thomas, is the Rockets PA guy for home games, and he's road play-by-play.
Oh, good.
So he's been around that team a lot, also works for Sports Talk 790. And by the way, best of luck to Lance Zierlein. He's recently announced he's going to be leaving 790. Good terms.
Good.
But he's leaving to focus on his NFL stuff. He does NFL.com and all the great work breaking down stuff for the draft. So he'll be expanding his NFL profile.
And being a dad, too, right?
A dad of 5 kids.
That's what I thought.
And getting up in the morning to do morning radio. It just finally got to him where he said, you know what? I just don't want that morning wake-up call anymore. So best of luck to Lance in all that he does because he does incredible NFL work. But we'll talk to Matt at 4:05 because I want to know, if you're a Rockets fan out there, what does this story do for you? We talked about the locker room
thing. You get excited and you
thing.
Should. Think about how this could work and not the other side.
Because... To play a little devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
The man who just finished runner-up for the MVP theoretically just had someone traded, his team traded for someone to replace him. And I don't know if that's ever happened in the NBA. I don't want to look it up to find out, but that just seems weird to me.
Yeah. Replace could be replaced with some other things there. I mean, you know, you could say replace, but they're not replacing him. This isn't Jordan coming back for Pete Myers, and it's like, you're gone.
But he has to move positions when he's on the floor, right?
I would think, yeah. Yes, I would think.
So that's where, and hey, James Harden has shown he can do different things in different roles.
But maybe Harden said after the year and was honest and said, look, I was worn out. And he was worn out in the playoffs.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
He was worn out, and maybe he said, I can do this again, but if we want to go far, I can also play that wing. And when Paul's out, or some possessions, I'll do what I was doing. But I've shown I can score in a lot of different ways. And I'm really a two.
That's fair. Yeah, and obviously, much like a Kevin Durant or whatever. If you
I'm lazy, and y'all know it. If you need, so I really, right, this too. Really wore me out.
That too. Yeah, if you need him to bring the ball up the floor, obviously he can do that. So yeah, maybe that is obviously the positive side of it, where it could work out. He's shown that
he falls asleep in the meeting.
Then Harden's out and he's gone. Maybe this works. Hey, the last time they pulled something off and told us all he was going to be a point guard, I was one of the first to say, oh, I don't know if that works. They got to the 3 seed. They have coach of the year, sixth man of the year, and now they're trying to make it even better. I'll say this. I'll enjoy watching Chris Paul not wearing red, white, and blue, because that thing had just gotten so stale.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden the Rockets are a team. I mean, I watched them last year, but I really want to watch them this year, and I enjoyed them last year. But I guess my question is, Paul as a teammate, we've just heard a lot of things questioning how much he wants to win a championship, him as a teammate, him as a ball hog, and just how many dribbles he takes, and how sometimes he'll kind of probe and then do nothing and come back out and then flick it to someone with 5 seconds. It's like, come on, man. And then sometimes he'll probe and it ends up being lob city and no look. And you think, because here's the deal. I really like Chris Paul's game, and I have all the way back at Wake Forest. God, I loved him at Wake Forest.
Oh, he was great at Wake.
We went there and had a really good team, and they were just too good. They ended up pulling away, but you could tell them, and this guy's has special vision, has a special pace and feel to his game. I thought he would be as celebrated as an all-star as he's been in the NBA, but I thought maybe he would have a better rep when you talk to NBA people.
One, I think they may end up calling it Dribble City if right. D'Antoni can't figure that out. And two, didn't that Wake team come here and play once? I feel like I went to a game and saw him play.
It was that would have been a back and back and back.
They
so,
did, yeah.
yeah. It was
a home and home.
And I'm trying to think of what year. I was in Chicago watching when they were at Wake. But
were you in Chicago?
I was. I wasn't living there, but I was visiting. I have family there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Trey, have you ever been to Chicago?
Never have.
Is that right?
One for the first time in a week and a half.
That's crazy.
Who do we have online?
Look at you. All right. I think Howard is up first today. 447-3776. Howard, you're on the horn. What's up?
Howard, my name ain't no Howard. My name's Warrior. I don't know where you got the name Howard from.
I'm sorry,
Warrior.
He told me Howard. What's up, man?
Maybe thought it was Dwight Howard. Listen, this trade ain't gonna work. Harden needs to have the ball. He can't play the two. He needs to have it consistently. I don't see him all of a sudden changing his game up. And Chris Paul's he's got my vote. He's got the Warriors' vote for most disingenuous player. I mean, just 2 seasons ago, him and Blake were lined out in front of DeAndre Jordan's house and not letting him leave and begging him to stay, not to break up the team. It's amazing, though, when somebody else gets a chance to make some money, how they act as opposed to when they can make some money.
Interesting point.
Thanks for the call. And the chemistry thing is going to be weird. It's going to be wild to see how it works.
Yeah, it is. And that's also why, I mean, I question just Paul, how he's going to fit into that. He's got a year to see if it works. But, yeah, good point on the laying down. I'll say this, though. If there was that nepotism thing involved and there was a trade that would have made the team better and you don't give up Austin Rivers for that, I would have been pissed, too, if I'm Paul. And that's when you start questioning stuff. That's when you start getting Brian Stubbs, lifelong OU fan, not watching OU games because he thinks Bob's keeping Mike because he's his brother and he's got some evidence.
Yeah, I read today that just the moment, from the moment he's gotten to L.A., Austin Rivers has arrived in L.A., the relationship between Doc and Chris Paul has deteriorated.
Yes.
From that moment to now.
Yeah.
And that's why he feels like he needs to get out.
And then you get to that trade, and that just got to be the volcano erupting.
Yeah, so you're saying there was a trade in place that made some sense. But
made a lot of sense.
But Doc wouldn't give up Austin Rivers.
Yeah.
Oof, yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one. That's a tough one for a guy like CP3 to deal with, I could imagine.
You just got to separate it, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be tough to do.
It's rarely the other way we see in sports where you're scared of nepotism and you don't make a decision and it ends up burning you. Derek Carr would be one. That's one I can think of.
Yeah, you're right. They got too focused on Carr.
He looks like him, too.
All right, I think this is Josh up next. Josh, you're on the horn. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Like the first caller said, this trade makes no sense because the ultimate goal is, how can you beat Golden State? And the second thing is you have two-point guards on the floor, and like he said, Harden needs the ball. From a Clippers perspective, if you look at it, now you have like an all-defensive team with Jordan and Lou Williams and Patrick Beverley, which isn't too bad. But I'm kind of curious to see what West has up in the mix. But, I mean, generally, overall, it doesn't make sense for the Rockets. I kind of get it, but I don't get it. And then don't be surprised if Phil Jackson goes to L.A. or if West is kind of enticing him.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Phil, just stay out.
Come on, Phil.
Now, Lou Williams is a good shooter.
Yes.
So Lou Williams can fill it up. Beverly is definitely a good defender.
Right.
Yeah, I can say, I mean, I think Jerry West is just blowing that thing up. I don't think you can look at this and say, I really think that L.A. may be headed this direction. At least not right now. I can't. But for Houston, you see what they're trying to do. In terms of competing with Golden State, I don't know if it does that. I do think that a key to playing Golden State is not always letting them play at their pace. And that's where Cleveland got sucked in big time. So if you can have a guy like Paul that can slow things down and change the pace and really control the game, maybe that's a theory. I'll just say that.
So far, we've heard from a couple Rockets fans that aren't thrilled with this idea. Rockets fans, let us know what you think of CP3
as a
Rocket.
I mean, I know a lot are going to be excited. I guess I'm a little surprised that there's not any thought of, okay, well, this could go the other way, especially after last year. Like you brought up, there were a lot of people, including Rockets fans, that thought this is not going to work. And it worked.
Right. If you want to trust on that level and say, look, last year it seemed kooky. It worked really well. This year, this feels kooky, but maybe D'Antoni can make it work. You have trust in the coach of the year. That's what he is right now.
Where's the heart, and do they play defense?
Yeah. That's big. Defense in the NBA?
Yeah.
Are you really asking for that?
Hey.
Come on.
That's an underrated thing for Golden State.
It is, right. They played it when they needed to.
They're not an all-time defensive team, but when they need to play it, they were playing.
Yeah, they can clamp down on you. All right, we'll continue to talk about that story. Also up next, the Big Three, including a national champion in college baseball with a little history that goes along with it. Plus, in your 335 crap bag, Lime Skittles are returning. But the battle is not over, my friends.
Oh, God.
I'll give you the details. Plus, we've got a lot of anniversaries to talk about today, including the anniversary of easily the craziest thing I've ever seen in sports. This is The Horn. Getting started on a Wednesday, Matt Thomas from Sports Talk 790 in Houston coming up at 4:05 to talk about CP3 going to the Rockets. Not a whole lot in the world of musical birthdays today, so we'll see where Trey wants to go. What you got, Trey?
Today's theme has to do with stinking, because Kevin's fingers smell wretched, and this is Tool Stink Fist along those lines.
I've been going around smelling my two fingers. Index finger, middle finger.
Please explain to the people.
On the right, on my right hand, all day long, because I got some of the stinkiest cheese I've ever got, right?
Okay.
Now, usually I get a knife and I spread that over. And by the way, you can smell every other part of me. Shower, the Schneider shirt, because it's so new, is actually clean. And
so it's definitely the cheese.
Good women's deodorant. Boy, that thing sticks all day, doesn't it?
Definitely. So it's absolutely
the cheese. Yeah, because I can go down my arm. Irish Spring. Whoa.
I really didn't need to see that process.
Well, I know, and I haven't done this as much. I mean, 19, maybe 18, you know? But
I'd wait that long to do it again.
Now, the problem is the responses I've been getting when I offer, I've been getting as many yeses as 18 or 19. So that's been troubling. I mean, I don't feel good about that. But yeah, so it's that stinky of a cheese that it is
It just stays with you. You can't wash it away.
I've showered. I've dialed it two or three times now. It will not go away. Now, you're asking, okay, how come it was on your fingers? Well, I'd eaten dinner, and I had it before dinner using a knife and a baguette. That was all done, and like you would in France. Thought, well, why not finish this cheese off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I'm doing dishes, I'm just kind of doing the two-finger scoop.
Oh, I see. Okay. I gotcha.
So Middle Eastern of me, if you will.
So that's gonna bring the smell.
That's the lesson. If it's that ammoniated and if it's peeling paint off the walls, then you can't get any of your body parts on it. And Trey knows this. Trey was a cheesemonger.
I cut cheese at Whole Foods for a while during my time in Chicago.
And he also sold cheese. Hey.
And a lot of people know this by now, but there are certain cheeses in France that are illegal to open on trains in France. Now, yeah. I'm not sure.
Seriously, it's like durian. It's like that Asian fruit I told you about, which is illegal on planes.
That is the funniest sentence that's not meant to be funny I think I've ever heard in my life. That sounds like the beginning of like a Monty Python skit.
Yeah, well, America, I know Trey says America is totally caught up, but that's not what I hear from serious cheese nerds, that we really, you know, if you want to die eating cheese, you should be able to do that.
Oh my God, that's funny. I'm sorry, Trey, go ahead.
I know Limburger is on that list. I'm not sure if Camembert is. However, Kevin is banned from this control room for the rest of the day because he stepped in here for 30
seconds. All of a sudden, he's a German shepherd.
Stinks.
It's not that bad.
He's
one of them who said no to the offer.
Oh my God. By the way, have you guys ever seen the Monty Python cheese shop skit?
No.
When the guy goes in to ask for cheese and they don't have any?
It's coming back, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I need to get back into that.
It's a great John Cleese, Michael Palin, where
they just don't have any cheese in the cheese shop.
That's correct. That's the joke. And they go over so y'all would love it because you probably know all these cheeses
they reference. Snobbery.
Yeah. Like, just going through all, he's like, no, we don't
they
have
reference,
that.
No. And there's always a great answer from Michael Palin of, ooh, just ran out today, sir. Oh, we're going to get it in a week. You know, like every one of them's got a different answer. All right. If you're just jumping in, CP3 is going to be a rocket, apparently. Let's start right there in the big three, shall we?
The big three.
Yeah, it's true. Not just a rumor anymore. Sign and trade deal. Houston sends Sam Decker, Patrick Beverley, and Lou Williams the other way, along with a protected first-round pick. Now the idea is maybe Houston goes after Paul George. There's also a report out there that if Carmelo Anthony decides to forego the not allow the trade clause or however it would be, he has a no trade. So if he throws the no trade away and can get bought out by the Knicks, that somehow he might end up in Houston. There's talk of him in Cleveland. There's talk of him in Houston. So there's a lot of good NBA drama going on today. But Rockets fans so far have not been positive about it.
No.
Although we've got one text here. Kevin says, I'm a Rockets fan. I think it's a smart trade. I think it's going to work. Everyone thought KD going to Golden State would not work, and look what happened.
I'm not sure that everyone thought that. I mean, I heard some people...
Everyone, huh?
Say that.
Come on, man. Yeah, I don't think that's the logic to use. Overall, so far, we haven't heard a lot of great reaction from Houston Rockets fans. We'll talk to somebody in Houston who covers the team coming up at 4:05. The other big NBA story, Phil is headed to Montana to hang out with his money and the lake. Phil Jackson, done in New York. The Knicks are parting ways after, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, they gave him an extension. So now they owe him even more money on the way out the door.
He's been in Montana for a long time. Doesn't that seem, the older you get, like a great place to retire?
Hell yeah. Hell yes. When I first heard Brent Musburger live there, I thought, that seems like a good idea.
Makes sense.
Because now you know they got all kinds of amenities there, even if you live in the middle of nowhere.
Like liquor stores.
They can get you, right.
Gambling.
That's for Brent. But yes, for me, they would probably could get, you know, you got power and plumbing. And
power.
You got...
you sound like Kellner over there. Heat.
Heat. Got heat.
Radiators.
Air conditioning. They got it all. Could be great.
I don't think you need AC in Montana.
Yeah. By the way, in baseball last night, we crowned a new national champion. How about the Gators? Florida beat LSU 6-1. It was a tight game for a long time. Crazy calls in the game. A lot of high-pressure situations. I enjoyed watching that.
I thought good calls, though.
You like the obstruction call or whatever, the runner interference?
Are you kidding me? Warren Morris after the game is like, yeah, you got to call that.
How do you There's a couple
of stupid slide is what it is. That's what took the run back.
How does a coach, coaches, players, how does that situation not get understood better than that? The guy's going to walk. I could have scored from third base with no issues, and that guy slides like it is the most important thing in the game at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, you would, that slide would have made a lot more sense had there been one out. Because then at that point, to get that run home, you got to do something to break that up.
Because the inning's over otherwise. Yeah, right.
But with no outs, you got to know that. You just got to know that.
That was weird. 6-1 Florida wins, and get this hunk of history. Florida is now one of only four schools in the AP era to win all three national championship sports. Win national titles in football, baseball, and basketball. Ohio State did it. UCLA did it. Michigan did it. Florida, though, is the only team to do it in the last 50 years.
So, Florida in our lifetime, we got some of this more in one and done, but Florida in our lifetime, no program has risen more athletically than Florida. Chad, Florida really had 3 years. You can go look at it in a half. There's some speckled stuff in there, but 3 years of football history before Spurrier got there in 90.
Right.
And you know who it was with?
Spurrier. Heisman Trophy. Yeah.
66 to 68, I believe. And then, so then he just turns that around. And that had been a sleeping giant, but boom, that gets going. So that's 90. Baseball program didn't really feel like anything until what? Mid-90s, Brad Wilkerson, those teams. And I think they had a couple other maybe runs in there. And then basketball, Florida was not a big name. Florida was like Texas.
Right.
It's a big state school that had no history.
And then here they
come. Maybe more history than Texas, but look at it now. You got the two rings. The football program's completely turned around. Baseball's been one of the best the last 10 years, which is about time to cash it in, and they did. And if they play with the type of balls that they did this series and play with some of that grit, and O'Sullivan actually does some things offensively like he did to not just Earl Weaver it and look for three-run homers, especially when the wind's blowing in, Florida could be dangerous as a baseball. I mean, they could run some off in an era where you really shouldn't run any off.
The other thing for them is, in a conference that loves to brag about everything, they are the first SEC school to do that, to win each of those sports national championships. And think about it, they have at least one in the last 10 years. They've done it in the last 10 years, one of each.
Right.
And again, they're the only one to do it the last 50 years to have one of each. So congrats to Florida.
Give me a program, though, in our lifetime that has gotten better. In the state of Texas, if there was one that has changed their identity in two sports of the main three, in Texas, in our lifetime, it'd be TCU probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you said it. Yeah, absolutely.
But it didn't touch what Florida has done in our lifetime.
But not actually getting to and winning national titles.
Because I remember that. I remember looking at Florida and thinking, and then looking at their history and thinking, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys look like Texas from the 20s on?
Right, because it is a huge state school.
Yes.
I mean, it's a
But a lot of it goes to, and I had to give Bradley a history lesson. I don't think you need one. Mm-hmm. But the whole mass, the migration to the South and to Florida with air conditioning and jobs and what was going on in both and civil rights, that Florida really just started getting populated and started getting populated from a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Congrats to the Gators there. And then, believe it or not, in Major League Baseball last night, Rangers won, Astros lost.
Whoa. Huh,
interesting. Texas beats Cleveland 2-1. Adrian Beltre with his 450th home run of his career. He hit that in the ninth for the difference maker. For the Oakland A's, it was a grand slam from Ryan Healy that made the difference. They win 6-4 as the Astros could not come back after the grand slam. Fires went 5 2/3 and gave up 4 earned runs. So when you're the Astros and you're playing this well, you can afford one of those every once in a while.
Yeah, Stros are going to be okay, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. Texas and Cleveland tonight is Yu Darvish and Trevor Bauer. Oakland and Houston is Jesse Hahn and David Paulino. All right, there's some big three for you. Why don't we jump into the crap bag here?
Before we do that, can we, because I kind of want to keep this running all day if it runs. If it doesn't, then, you know,
Okay. We'll
take it out back and shoot it. It sounded like Michael Vick there.
Oh, God.
I saw him skip rope with it first.
Yeah, I saw him on TV with that yesterday.
So, but think of it. I mean, and because I want there to be another one where we can do a top five, top 10, whatever, of organizations or programs in your lifetime that, so that's going to change for all of us, that just have drastically changed who they are and how you think of them. Because Florida, for me, is at the top of the list.
Just college programs?
No, we can do pro organizations. I mean, okay. You can do a, you know, I mean, we look at the Warriors a lot differently now than we did. Now, some of that can just be a run, though. So if the Warriors keep that up for 15 years, it'll feel different. Florida's done this with different coaches and different players, and they're here. They're here to stay.
Now, let me establish the rules by asking this.
All right. I didn't want to get into rules. God, I'm sick of rules.
Can I go the opposite way and say the New York Knicks?
We can do opposite.
Because during my life,
I love the opposite,
they've gone
too.
The other way.
I love the opposite, too.
Because there were times where the Knicks had some
bad... A lot of people would say Notre Dame football in their life.
Had some badass football, basketball teams, and now the Knicks are a joke.
You're right. And people even older than us would say, whoa, you guys have no idea how much the Knicks have changed. Because we don't remember the Knicks even winning a championship.
Exactly. I just remember them being really good, really competitive.
And still had that, it was close enough to that championship, like the Bulls right now were... They maybe get more love as an organization than they should.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, so yeah, we'll definitely throw that out there. Teams that have progressed one way or the other during your life that could compete with what Florida has done, because it is impressive. All right, let's jump into the crap bag here.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
We will get to one of my favorite sports anniversaries of all of them, but first... Thanks to Dustin McComas for being the first one to tell me yesterday, Lime Skittles are returning to the Skittles bag this summer. Now,
hold on. Just to remind all of us, which one was in it originally that you didn't like that was taken out?
Originally, it was the lime.
Okay,
it was
so it's
there.
This one. All right.
It's been removed. They've replaced it with green apple. So what they're going to do, the limited time basis, and it's only at selected Walmart locations, and apparently not available online. So it's very specific. All right.
Are they bagged up or is some guy in the back selling them?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. But from what I saw on this story, they're called, it says long lost lime on them. And there's a little green on the outside, but it's still pretty much a red bag. So what I need from all you Skittle warriors out there is my new goal is now this can't just be a limited time deal. So I need these bags purchased. I don't even care if you eat them.
Starting a movement.
You can buy them to throw them away if you'd like. I'd rather you give them to me and send them to the station.
Your activism is strange.
But I need buy a couple bags. You can even throw them away on the way out of the grocery store. Just make sure you're buying them. And don't buy any other flavors. Do not buy the original with green apple. Let's send Skittles a message. Who's with me? Lime Skittles forever.
All the things going on in the world. That's going to be your movement.
That's correct.
Lime Skittles.
Everybody's got to have one.
Do you have an army? Because you talk about all these people.
The Skittles Lime Army?
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm a member of the Facebook page Bring Back Lime Skittles, who is aware of this new
is there really
development.
A Facebook page?
There is. And I saw a picture on it yesterday or this morning.
Is that you doing that?
Of a woman. No, there's actually a group of a woman in Baltimore who has found a bag at a Walmart in Baltimore. So they're real. They're out there. We just have to find them. They're not in Elgin yet. Elgin Walmart, let's go.
They're not.
My daughter and I went over and looked this morning.
I would have figured they still would have been in Elgin.
I would have too. And how dare you?
Well, no, I mean, that's a good thing. That's a positive.
How dare you? All right, so that's your Lime Skittle update. So here's the anniversary deal. There's three weird anniversaries today that I'll mention from time to time, but the one I want to make sure we get out there is the 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary of still the silliest thing I've ever seen in sports. I've never seen a thing in a sporting event that comes close to Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ear.
Yeah.
I mean, kids, you have to sit and think about this. If you didn't see it live.
I hated that.
A world championship heavyweight title boxing match, a rematch, by the way, of one of the baddest of all time that we thought, oh, is he still going to be able to get there in Tyson? A guy that had proven himself to be a badass in Evander Holyfield. One of them leans over.
Did you say Evander?
Did I? I didn't mean to. I said in Evander Holyfield.
I thought so, but I just thought Levander's a good name.
Levander would
heard
be a
that,
really good
have
name.
Have we heard Levander before?
Can we not say in Evander Holyfield again, please?
Okay, I will not do that. I will not do that. But at some point, to have one of the fighters realize he couldn't win to such a degree that he just leaned over, took a hunk out of the other dude's ear, spit it onto the mat, and the other guy starts hopping up and down, holding his head. And the referee, Mitch Lane, I believe is that guy's name with the bald head, he looks up like, did I just see what I think I saw?
And he was in the Civil War.
It was crazy.
He had seen some stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. He remembers Reconstruction.
God, that guy was old.
Man, it's still the weirdest thing I've ever seen in sports.
Mills Lane was the referee that you're thinking
Mills
of.
Mills Lane.
Mitch, but you're right about
Mills
that.
Mills Lane, sorry.
The one thing that I actually disagree on is that Tyson bit him because he didn't think he had a chance winning that fight. Evander Holyfield was a notorious headbutter and
That's
had done
true.
So numerous times in that match to the point where Mills Lane was not going to call it. So Mike Tyson, yes, it was a crazy way to go about business, but he took it into his own hands or mouth, as it were.
That is true. He did, after the fight, talk about the headbutts and everything, but I'll argue we all saw in that fight that Mike Tyson wasn't Mike Tyson anymore.
You're right about that.
I can make that argument.
You are right about that.
In the summer of 97, we knew something was missing from Mike. It was one of the strangest things, and I also remember going to the party, and you remember these days when boxing was a bigger deal, where you'd buy rounds at a party.
Oh, yeah.
So we showed
up. That was fun.
Yeah, and we just bought rounds, and all it was you
had... explain what that is, because people think you're talking about buying beers.
Yeah, you literally buy a number of round of the fight. So it's like everybody pays $5, and there's no qualification on the round. It's just the fight ends here, whether it's a KO, you know, a knockout.
Ear biting.
It didn't matter. So I remember drawing round 7. I can still remember that I was round 7 in that fight. And I thought, okay, we might have a chance for this to go 7, and then somebody gets knocked out. We'll see. And all I kept thinking all night was, he couldn't have waited 4 rounds? It was in the 3rd round when this happened. And I remember the guy that had the 3rd round was dancing around the room. He was so excited. We're like, dude, he bit his ear. I don't care. And he walked out of there with whatever the money was.
It's one of those sports things, though. If I never see that again or never hear about it again, I'll be fine. Like, it's, I don't know why. And I don't know why, too, because it's not like I was such a big Tyson guy, but I just felt, spoiled as a boxing fan. You know, that I thought, man, we saw some good stuff, and it felt over. Like, that felt wrestling to me.
It felt like a possible shark jumping moment.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what it felt like.
Because you couldn't go back to work the next work day, and face your non-boxing friends.
No. It was a joke.
You couldn't even try to argue legitimacy anymore. Did you see the sweet sign? Never mind. It's not the sweet signs anymore. It did feel weird. But that's 20 years ago today.
Before we go to break here, one more crap bag news. Is that all right?
Yes.
I got one more item. It says here, ESPN.com. Cowboys defensive end David Irving gets a 4-game suspension.
Oh, dear God. For what?
For the first 4 games of 2017.
No.
For violating the NFL's policy against performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, my God.
Came out about 20 or 30 minutes ago, brother.
Are they giving them away at the door? When you walk into the defensive line meeting room, is there a dispenser with PEDs in it that says, take them in this order and you'll get caught. Take them in this order and you won't. Is this like Alice in Wonderland with the defensive line?
We're Skip Bertman.
Maybe they hired Skip Bertman.
Did they hire Skip Bertman?
Maybe he's bringing Gorilla Ball to the Cowboys.
So he started the last 2 games last year.
Oh, he's the kid that played at Iowa State.
Yeah, he gave 4 sacks.
He gave us so much last year. Because that's
I think we see why.
That's all I need in 2017, Kevin.
He wouldn't quit. His motor was amazing.
Let's put more pressure on Taco Charlton to be an unbelievable Pro Bowl All-Star right away.
Well, just to make sure this story's complete, I know you know this. He is the 2nd defensive lineman penalized by the league this year. Randy Gregory is going to miss the entire season for multiple violations.
Really?
Of the substance abuse policy. I didn't know if you had forgot. Some people are driving around. They don't know that.
I must have missed that story. Good grief, Jerry. And you know what? I'll pick on a guy I love, too. What is Rod Marinelli doing? Come on, Rod. Come on, coach.
Well, they always say that Rod knows how to get certain guys going. He actually gets a lot of guys going. Marinelli's a good coach.
They know when the test is. You can beat this test.
That's what always pisses me off.
They don't test them all year long.
You failed the weed test? Sorry. No, I don't care if you're smoking weed. Just be smart about that. You know when that's coming.
They know the timing of all this. What are you doing? Come on, Rod Marinelli. Is this your first year in the NFL? You've been coaching almost...
Well, you can't blame Rod for that, can you?
I don't know who to blame. I don't know. There's so many of them now, I don't know who to blame.
How about blame all the guys that are doing it?
Well, trust me, I blame them.
Well, then at some point, though, you as a fan, I get you. You say, well, no, I'm going to blame the people who are drafting them.
Yeah,
or
right.
Resigning.
Who's drafting him? Resigning. That is so terrible.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring your bring your mood down.
That is all right. See, the gods giveth and taketh away. I get my lime skittle back, and then David Irving's out. You know what? If I can have David Irving back for game one, you can have your lime skittle.
So during the break, you have to look at after it's four games, so he'll be ready to go October 2nd.
Well, goody. October 2nd, that's when the season starts, right?
No, it's just he's missing four.
Did it start right away?
Yeah, he's missing four.
Do they still play the Giants? Do you mean the Giants aren't going to wait? Yeah, it kind of matters if you win your first two NFL games. That's kind of important. The math says if you go 0-2, you're not making the playoffs. No big deal.
Well, he's out for the first four games.
Oh, first four. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I know.
I just want to make sure.
The
math
would tell you.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right about that. But if you go 0-4, then you're really screwed.
Oh, of course.
But if you need David Irving to go not go 0-4, you got bigger problems than that.
Just need somebody to find a quarterback, brah. Just need somebody to find a quarterback for me. And don't just point at him. I need you to hit him. I need you to touch him. I need you to bother him. I need you to tackle him a lot. And I don't think they're going to do it. Good grief, Taco Charlton's got to be a stud right away. And what's my man from who's the other guy? Who am I thinking of? They don't have the kid from Oklahoma, do they? Tapper? Is he still on that team?
Yeah, I think Tapper's still there.
Tapper's got to be a stud too. Good grief. All right, there's your latest from the crab bag. Kevin ending the crab bag with a bang there. Thank you so much. By the way, coming up in the 535 crab bag, I got a nice batch of old schools and baseball numbers. In fact, I got two birthdays that also have baseball numbers. You see that? I'm tying them together now. Oh, it's crazy. Coming up next, though, CP3 as a Rocket. So far, Houston Rockets fans that we are hearing from don't like the idea so much. This is The Horn.
Well, you need a blue sky holiday.
Hold on a second.
What happened?
Somebody else is using my Spotify right now, so it changed it off of.
Was that you had a bad day,
Justine?
Yes. No, it was supposed to be Lynyrd Skynyrd, That Smell, and all of a sudden I don't have that.
Boy, that is terrible. To go from Lynyrd Skynyrd to you had a bad day. That's a bad day.
That is a bad day.
That's really tough. Trey's trying to get you songs that stink today, as in stinking kind of music, because he claims that Kevin's fingers stink so bad.
Can we start this one over?
From the smelly cheese, he's going to bring you this kind of stuff all day. Sure. If you're going to go Skynyrd, then please start over. We want you to start over.
Ooh, that
there you go.
That's a good one.
Can't you smell?
I've got bad news, though.
What's that?
Chad, what do you smell now? Because...
now I just smell like a lotion smell.
Amanda, one of our sales reps, they were laughing about it. Of course, it was great double entendre. I mean, just back and forth. But she was like, well, I've got this lotion that will knock out anything.
It's covered up.
She's like, Dio Irish Spring, nothing on this. And it's gone. I mean, I smell like a woman now.
Yeah, you smell like it's like a lotion-y. I'm sure it's got some fancy, you know,
good
fragrance
smell, though.
Title that involves like freesia or
is this why women smell so good?
Gardenia. That's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Women use the lotion a lot more than we do.
Yeah. They take care of themselves a lot more.
Well, yeah. Generally, they're taking care of themselves.
They would have cut their fingers off today.
A whole lot more. A whole lot
but
more.
But Trey's got like a German Shepherd nose, I guess, for cheese, and he claims that he can smell this lotion with the cheese still on it.
Yeah. He thinks you just covered it up. He thinks.
What do you smell?
I just smell the lotion stuff, but
yeah, it's out there.
He's smelling like what happened way back in the day when I spilled milk in my car and didn't realize it.
Ooh.
And the milk got bad, and I tried to cover it with a strawberry air freshener, and then it just smelled like rotten strawberry quick for weeks. That sucked. That was terrible.
I don't know if I can get this cheese again. Wait a minute, I've been fine.
Do you still have you been able to determine? Have you told us what kind of cheese it was to stay away from? Because I didn't hear the name of the cheese.
Ew, I
said Camembert, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a Camembert, but it may not have. I mean, it was gooey as hell, ammoniated. It smelled like Clorox, tasted even funkier.
And that's a good thing.
That's an incredible thing.
Okay.
I've got a developed palate with cheese. How dare
I can
you?
Tell. No, that's why I'm asking. I want to know. I want to find
too
out.
Too developed.
Are you the same
like
way?
Like one of these rock stars you like. Hey, yeah. Man, you want to smoke a joint? No, I need heroin now. Mainstream. Whoa, okay.
All right, so CP3 is going to be a Rocket. We're going to check in Houston, see what they're saying there. Matt Thomas of Sports Talk 790 coming right up on The Horn.